Today's reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'll be reading from verses 12 to 26. This can be found on page 1152 of the Church Bible. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hands, "I don't need you," and the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. Well, our presentable parts need no special treatments, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All right. Shall we just pray? Lord, we ask you to speak to us through your Holy Spirit, that we may understand everything that we have been told this morning. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Our reading today is possibly a familiar one. Paul is speaking again to the church in Corinth, a church with loads of divisions. There are differences in race, colour, background, whether they are slaves or free. So many differences, even without that of money, success and connection. Paul was warning against division, which would destroy the church before it begins. So, before we look in detail at the passage, we shall have a little humour introduced. So, the church is called the body of Christ. Have you ever thought about what it would be like if the members of our physical bodies behaved like members of the spiritual body sometimes do? So, heart. You know, I'm just stuck in a rut. For the last 35 years, all I do is beat and beat. Lub-a-dub, 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 lub-a-dub. I'm tired of it. It's time for someone else to step up and do this job. Okay, feet, it's up to you. You pump the blood. Lungs. We are so underappreciated round here. I don't think the other organs realise that they couldn't do their jobs without us. If we quit doing our job for a few minutes, everyone will finally see how valuable we are in this place. The brain thinks he's big stuff. Let him do without some oxygen for a while, and we'll see how important he is. Liver. Why do I get all the dirty work? You think it's fun making bile? I've been in this body for 45 years now, and do you think anybody has ever asked me to make any decisions, pump any blood, or perform any functions that are noticeable outside of the body? Sometimes I wonder why I bother. Appendix? Ha! Just watch the rest of those organs work. Day after day, hour after hour, they work themselves to death. I'm just along for a ride. Why contribute when I can just... And that's it. And so it continues. Yes, it's amusing. I hope it made you chuckle. But it's also strikingly true of most church families or a bunch of human beings. We all want to be the most important. We all want to trump everybody else's job and be more well known, appreciated maybe, or celebrated for what we do. But the fact is that we're all important to Christ, regardless of our rank, notoriety, or ability. Look at the first three verses of our reading in 12 to 14. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we're all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. So one of the things to remember today is that we all, and I say all, it's in capital letters in my sermon, all we have to do is play our part in Christ's church, his family. I'm sure that in most family situations or households, we all have a role to fulfill. To empty the bins, cook the dinner, make the tea, change the bedclothes, and many, many others. Many not formal arrangements, but for the household to function, the jobs need to be done. And it's the same in the church family. For church to function, it needs to be cleaned, maintained, opened and closed, decisions made about purchases, finance and repair, making the tea, preaching and leading, ringing the bells. And there actually are hundreds of others, which would probably take us hours to list, I'm sure. So, and all those jobs get mainly done with the involvement of just a few people, not everyone. Like the heart, we forget that it beats millions of times in a lifetime. Yet, without the lungs, it won't work. To succeed, each part must work in harmony with the others. As it says in our reading today in verses 15 to 17. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, pardon me as I turn over, where would smell be? Each part needs to function together for the whole to work. Actually, I thought, well, we could have a practical demonstration. Can anyone actually take off their hand? I'm sure there'll be someone around in one church or other that can actually do that because they've got a prosthetic hand. But, you know, literally, normally we can't. So, as we see when we are ill, it only takes a small part to be functioning incorrectly for the whole body to collapse and in some cases cause death. Paul is using understandable examples to explain how disunity in our churches can cause a collapse and sometimes lead to spiritual death. And I should have actually had physical death because there are churches closed all over the place. Our second thing to learn this morning is that diversity is essential for a church family to thrive. We need people from different backgrounds and skills. We need different ages and experience. Even the ones clanking around with the toys at the top we need. We need these things so that we have a balanced view of the world around us. If we have no eyes, we miss out on colour, shape and dimension. If we have no feet and hands, we cannot move and manipulate objects. Of course, really, that's a poor example, because blind people see the world in a different way. As people with any disability, they learn ways around these issues and problems. But diversity is what God requires so that his church is available to all, so that we can deliver the good news to all people, regardless of their abilities and where they are from. In our reading, we see that God finds everyone useful. Verses 21 to 24. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. So really what we're talking about is that everyone is useful where they are. And we are expected to treat each of our constituent parts with the respect that they deserve, but not to over revere anything or anyone or ourselves because of the work that we do. Yes, I preach and I lead up here, and so does Karen, but that does not make us special in itself. I am no more important in that sense than the person who opened the church this morning so that we could all get in. We are all important so that the church works on all levels. Finally, how do we respond to what we have heard today? What is our God-given gift? And do you use it to make his kingdom and family larger? So we're all asked to examine what we do for him. Sometimes we need actually to give up something so that we can do something else better. Also, if we do anything other than sitting here on a Sunday morning and nodding our head or falling asleep, being available for the coffee after the service. In the final verses 25 and 6 today, we are told, but God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. So response actually is a very many layered thing. First, it should encourage us to pray and ask for God's guidance through the Holy Spirit. And if we feel we have no connection to God yet, we should ask someone. Maybe it could be someone who does the upfront work, but I think sometimes it's the person that we trust the most who can give us the real answers we need within the church family. For instance, someone last week was unsure about the connection of bread and wine in communion to what Jesus did at the Last Supper. Talk about what you hear and what you are unsure about, and as family, then we can help each other further forward in our faith journey. Jesus, by his sacrifice, welcomed all who believe in him into God's family. Family help each other, respond to each other in good times and bad. Family should pull together, work together, and share everything together. So in conclusion, a body must work in harmony to live a full life. Each part has a function, and each part's function is important. We can't do without a heart, but we also don't function to our full potential without a brain. And as Richard explained last week, an autistic brain does certain things excellently, but in other situations needs thought and help. We all have a function within the life of our church family, but only God can give us the gifts that we need to function effectively for him. Our churches need to be as diverse as possible, as welcoming as possible, but direct and to the point. All ages, types and grade of people are required to make God's community whole and fruitful. Finally, how do we respond to God's challenge this morning? Do we shrink into the background and ignore his challenge? Or do we pray, talk about these needs, and rise to his challenge, working out what we can do and are to do for his family, both here and in the wider world? So let us pray. Lord, we have heard this morning, we have heard your word and wisdom given through your apostle Paul. Help us to pray, read, and talk about what we have heard. Then, Lord, help us to respond to your overwhelming love given through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.